The new McCrispy. It's the next big thing. Try today at Macca's. Available after 10:30 a.m. Jess and Ducko. This is the Jess and Ducko podcast.
Yeah, hello everyone. Welcome to the podcast.
Wonderful show. We did talk about golden showers inadvertently.
Hey, I want everyone to know I didn't take you there.
No, but you started talking about PP. Yeah. So where was I meant to go?
Of course,
my
the natural
hands
progression.
Were tied.
You had to get there. And now, that's on me. I apologize.
It absolutely is on you. And now Ducko's getting absolutely roasted by a lot of women calling the show. Not that we asked for them to, but we always say you are welcome.
Yeah.
Everyone questioning Ducko's nighttime weeing habits.
Yeah, a lot of people saying, you're hearing this thing, I accidentally, but I went to the spare toilet to wee. This is what I want to stress to everyone. I went to the spare toilet to be courteous, and then when I woke up the next day, my wife went to the spare bathroom because I was in the main bathroom and she didn't want to be affected by the light because it was early, and then she sat down. I accidentally weed on the seat.
It's always the way, isn't it, when you have a conscientious thought to try and do the right thing, the universe goes, ha-ha, and slaps you.
I know, and I realise it makes me look bad, and I genuinely don't miss during the daylight, but I could have sat on it too. I now also think about that. But as a guy, your first instinct is not to sit to wee.
Totally. It's like my first instinct isn't to stand. Yeah. You know what I mean? What we're used to.
It's just what you're used to. So when in the middle of the night, your brain's not functioning, leaning against a wall, you know what I mean?
Do you ever get into strife? Because you also mentioned that you're a household, happy to leave the lid up at all times. Mm. See, I am not like that. I need the lid down at all times. I'm a big poo
particle
person.
Then in the night, you know what I've done? I've done this before. I pissed on the seat.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you.
On top of it.
If you're not in your home,
simple
maybe.
Simple creature, aren't I?
If you're not at home, maybe, do you get discombobulated? Like, seat should be down, lid should be up, but you're actually at my house, so you'll just sit down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's hard to take yourself out of that.
Yeah, it is.
So if I come in the middle of the night and just put your seats down, your lids down,
I shouldn't have given you a key. What's Jess doing here?
I feel like we should have each other's keys.
Yeah, that would help, actually.
Because the other day I didn't get locked out because we have a spare key, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But I got my neighbour doesn't have a spare key.
Yeah.
I think I went out to the car. That was the issue. And I left the baby and the dog inside.
Oh, no.
And the door closed. Oh. And I was like, thank God I had my car keys on me because otherwise.
Yeah, you should always have a spare key of someone you can trust.
Exactly.
Am I the person you can trust? I'm not sure. We'll find out.
Yeah, you know why? Because you always answer your phone.
That's true.
I don't think you should.
I'm accessible in a crisis.
You shouldn't give me yours because I don't answer calls.
Yeah, no.
You could be on fire and I'll text you.
I'm dying.
Does this need to be a phone call?
Hey, sorry, I just got your missed call. Why'd you call me?
The only people whose calls I answer is my husband and your mum because she called me one time to say, no, she didn't. She texted me. Yeah, she said, hey, Jess, are you free?
Yeah. And then you call her back.
Even she knows.
Yeah, even she knows. Sometimes now it's like I literally call you and you don't pick up. I'm like, I don't even know why I bother. And I text you and then you reply straight away.
That's right.
You're like, sorry, I promise I wasn't avoiding your call. I'm like, well, you were.
No, I'm busy. You know who'd always be accessible?
You speak to me every day for 3 hours. Like, how can you not face a phone call from me?
It's enough after 3 hours, you know? Why do we need to chat now? Did you do that? Did boys do this in high school? I didn't think it was really a primary school thing. You'd spend all day with your friends and then come home and call each other on the house phone. Did boys do that?
Yeah, every now and then we would.
I'd spend all day, like 8 hours with Camille, and as soon as I got home, I have to call Camille.
Yeah, you speak and you chat about nothing, but it's on the landline. Your mum's listening on the other end.
I know, and then she wants to use the computer.
But then MSN Messenger got invented, and that was a good time.
I once stayed up all night. I am talking 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. talking to Taris on MSN.
Oh, flirty text.
I just flirting.
And have your name is like some really long thing, like Jess Fucci only loves to whatever.
Blah, blah. That's how I got my first kiss, because in my MSN handle thing, I wrote Jess loves Daniel. Now, Daniel was a boy in my community.
Where are you from, mate? Sorry?
He was a boy in the suburb.
From
sounded really weird. On the estate, the gated community I lived in. No, he was a boy in the suburb who was so cute.
Yeah, right. But he didn't know you put that?
No.
Oh,
but
so
then
Jess.
A mutual friend of ours said, who's Daniel? Like, do you have a boyfriend? I reckon I was 14. And I said, no, it's Daniel Talia. And so he told Daniel. And then he added me on MSN. And I was like, oh, shit, I better change my handle.
Yeah.
And then he was my first kiss. And then he went on to play AFL. He's an All-Australian.
Do you remember your first kiss in detail?
Very much so.
Yeah, I remember mine really well.
I know. I remember my first kiss better than my first bang. Like, the first kiss was just...
Because my first bang, I wasn't sober. But my first kiss,
really?
I was.
Oh, really? First kiss was in the rain, and Daniel Talia had a piece of chewing gum, which he spat out just before we kissed.
Come here, honey.
And it was just foul, because I hate chewing gum.
Yeah.
So he tasted all spearminty, and it was just... It wasn't a horrible
kiss. And you don't know
kiss.
What you're doing. It's just two people going
just
at
smashing it. Their faces together. And I knew teeth my dad was on his way to pick me up.
Oh.
So time pressure.
Mine was to spin the bottle, genuinely. And I was playing, we were playing outside, so I was playing with a girl who was in grade 8 at the time. I was in grade 7, so she was a bit of an older gal.
Older woman, hello. What does that make you, a toy boy?
Yeah.
You got a sugar mama.
It got me and her.
Speak for your grandma.
Got me and her, we kissed.
Stop
and,
it. Did you have a crush on her or anything? Like,
yeah,
was it just
I always
like
thought
the
she
universe?
Was hot, but she'd already kissed a few boys. So
in Spin the Wheel.
Well, in grade 8,
circle.
You get to go to dances and dance and spin the bottle. You freak.
Spin the
get
wheel.
Get back to your MSN handle, you psycho.
I've never played Spin the Bottle, to be honest with you.
It works if you get someone good, but tell you what, if you don't, you're
it's
like,
it's a
oh,
real roll of the dice,
really?
Isn't
yeah.
it, that game?
Man, Kim, hey?
Did okay. you set any ground? What's wrong with Kim? Kim sounds sweet.
Kim knows.
Kim sounds like she's got a good
Kim
personality.
Knows. Yes, thank you, Shaga. No, sorry, I got Edwina, so Eddie was my first kiss, and she was...
Shut up, Edwina. Yeah. I don't know any young people named Edwina.
I know. And Edwina Graymans was her entire name.
There hello, Edwina. What's Edwina? Let's find what Edwina and Daniel Tart... Well, I know what Daniel's doing.
I have to check what Eddie's up to.
Yes.
But I remember, so she was in grade 8. In grade 8, you get to go to school dances. School dances are just a disgusting set of teenagers hooking up
yep.
everywhere.
Yeah.
That's where you go to get your first kiss. I was in grade 7. I hadn't done it yet.
How did you get going? How did you...
We used to live in the same community, in the same area, and we were sort of friends growing up. I was also kept down to grade because remember I couldn't finger paint.
That's so, right. So should you have been in Edwina's?
Yes, I should have been. So we're the same age.
Oh.
Anyway, we then kissed. I remember after we kissed, I actually thought.
How was it though?
Was it
in front of everyone?
It was. A group of
did
people watching.
Did you crawl to each other?
Well,
we were
next to each other. And then like.
How convenient.
And then I did like the classic hand on the head kind of thing. I remember
where'd
we did
learn
it.
That from?
I don't
movies.
Know. Movies. Yeah. And we finished it. And I thought I did a good job. And she goes. Because I remember, she's like, I've never kissed anyone younger. So, and then she goes,
Younger, like 6 months younger
yeah,
or whatever.
But when she was in grade 8, she was hooking up with grade 9ers, you see. So to her go year 7.
Hang on, but you have been the same age, though.
Yes.
But different year level.
Yes.
So you look like a baby.
Exactly. And I did look like a baby. And then we finished kissing.
Your oversized T-shirts.
We finished kissing. And she goes, I think grade 9 boys are better. And I was like,
to
oh.
your face.
In front of the whole circle.
You're never getting over that.
In front
that
of
must
the whole
be
circle.
Traumatizing.
I must have had fucking confidence as a kid because I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. I thought I did a good job. Moved on.
I would
on.
Have been mortified.
Moved on. And then all the year 8 boys found out I did it and they were like, holy hell, have you heard about him? He hooked up with one of our girls. It was a whole thing, man.
So even though she'd given you a poor rating
yeah.
because you hooked up with an older lady,
yeah.
it actually diminished her negative review.
Even if people are asking her, oh, no, he wasn't a good kiss. Didn't matter. I still did it.
It didn't matter. I got her.
Tick, my tongue was in your mouth.
How does... Did you full French her?
Yeah, it was full tongue. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And
wow.
I had no idea what I was doing. I was just like... I know you can't.
Can you make sound? Make out with the microphone. So... No wonder Edwina gave you one star.
Hey, she didn't say anything about stars. She said olders are better. It's like, have I told you about my movie? I tried to kiss my
yeah,
first date.
Yeah, did she say, get away from me?
No, she said, this was also grade 7, man. Traumatic time for me. No, maybe that was grade 8. It was
how
great.
Have you gotten the confidence? You've had to overcorrect
I
so
just think,
much.
I know. I would be shattered now.
I know.
My mate Wally, I was in the movie, was on a date,
Wally.
Obviously. Yeah. And she brought her friend as a backup, and I brought him. They're on either side, me and her in the middle. And
also, they weren't even next to each other.
No, and then I go, he goes, you got to kiss her, mate. You got to kiss her. The movie's nearly over. And I was like,
do you remember what the movie was?
National Treasure.
Yeah. Great.
Yes,
mate,
it was.
Great. You don't want to miss a minute of
that.
I was
so into Nicolas Cage. Saving the Declaration of Independence.
What's his bitch's name?
Madeline Holt. Fun fact, her sister, Claire.
Sincerely, Raymond Holt.
Her sister, Claire, was on the H2O show, Just Add Water. She was one of the mermaids.
What?
Yeah, mate.
I thought Babs knew everyone.
Yeah.
You,
so, and I worked, right, with, I worked with her
so
sister
no
on the show years later.
You've forgotten about Madeline because yeah. you're like, this is, I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
I am loving Nicolas Cage too much. So, Wally goes, you got to kiss her. And I said, okay, yeah, I mean, it's coming. And I was freaking out. I turned to her and I didn't know
but
what to do.
But he's about to steal the Declaration of Independence.
She was also into the movie. And I say, hey, so do you want to hook up? And she goes, swear to God, this crushed me. She goes, why would we do that? And I was like, I don't know. And then just sat back and I go back to Wally and go, she does want to kiss. And then we just sat in silence.
How are you a Nicolas Cage fan to this day? Because I would have thought that would have ruined
I think the saving
your association.
Grace, the saving grace was having a good movie in front of me to just sink into and go, well, at least Nicolas Cage is on the screen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then she messaged me on MSN that night and said, I'm sorry, we should have kissed. Next date we'll kiss. Guess what? There wasn't a next fucking day. I think she broke up with me.
No, she chat to Edwina. She's like, don't do it. Don't do it. He can't kiss.
That stuff is so damaging when you look back at
it. Bro, it's unbelievable.
Kicks are harsh, man.
Well, sorry, but boys can't kiss. Like, don't waste my time.
I've got to learn somewhere. It's like getting experience on the job.
Daniel Talia spitting out chewing gum. You're doing whatever you... on a tweener. Shy guy, can we find a tweener, please?
No, please don't.
Yeah. Would Morgan have an issue with you kissing a tweener now?
Yeah, so I'd, we say can... so. I'd say so. We can see, I'd say if... a tweener would have an issue with me kissing her
so
now,
we
too.
Can see if you've improved.
Imagine I kiss a tweener.
By the time you got to Morgan, you were probably good at it.
Yeah.
So Morgan's not a good case study. We need the first one.
Yeah. I know. Damn.
Anyway, it,
let's never get those girls I mentioned on the show. That would be solid.
Madeline Holt, that's a strong name.
Yeah.
Do you know what Maddie's up to today? Specifically right now.
I don't know what she does now. I lost contact.
Yeah.
I don't think it ended well.
I don't know. As I said, what's Taras doing? I wonder. I don't know.
But I know, yeah, her sister is that actor. You would definitely
Yes, H2O, Just Add Water. What a show.
And then I was in that show later and her sister was on the show and it was like a whole like, oh,
were
hey.
You talking about your mutual connection?
Did my sister not want to hook up with you? What? I don't think so, man. Yeah, her sister has 7.5 million Instagram followers
Whoa, who?
Claire. Holt. She's like a model slash actress, but I'm mainly presuming model.
So from Claire, is Claire A-I-R-E?
I'm trying to find a photo of Madeline in Claire's Instagram, but I cannot.
Holy moly, that's a lot of followers, isn't it?
Yeah, she's pretty famous.
Surely she's following her own sister. How do you spell Madeline? Oh, there she is.
Oh, you found her?
Yeah, Made Line.
Okay.
Ooh, she looks arty.
Yeah, I think she is arty.
Not your kind of gal.
Well, I mean...
Now, from Madeline, can I find a dweener?
Madeline Holt. Oh, yeah, she is very artsy. Look at her.
No, there's no Edwina. Were they not friends?
I don't remember now. We're really going back in my history books. I can barely remember what we did on the show today. And now we're talking about when I was 13.
Yeah, because how much more traumatizing is anything that happens in your teen years?
It's such a shame that Maddie doesn't have photos. I mean, all the photos are just of art things.
What's Edwina's surname?
No, I don't want to keep revealing my former...
Would you be following her?
You know that Jess is going to obsess with this all day.
Yeah, no, we can't get him on the show.
No, firstly,
actually,
I've got to work on... No, I don't want her on the show. I just want you to kiss her.
It doesn't have to be on the show.
Oh, sorry.
Jess will just be there doing that thing she does from afar where she just holds up her hand subtly to film it.
Shut up, shy guy. Jess and Ducko. Right now, Ducko, as I said, it is very common for people to have a side hustle. We live in a gig economy. We can't just have one income stream.
You can't be rich, man.
You can't.
Not
from one, exactly. And not in traditional ways anymore, unless you're into coding, which is a lesson for all the kids out there.
Oh, God, I wish I was good at coding or making
so
apps.
Do I?
You know?
What did I have to set up the other day? And I genuinely was like, Angus, come home. I don't know how to connect the Bluetooth to my new speaker for my celebrancy work.
No.
I've got like a Bose PA system.
Yeah.
Christ.
To be fair, sometimes connecting your Bluetooth to your phone, that little blue dot that glows and you're trying to sync it.
Mate.
Real annoying.
Nothing available to be found. Yeah. What do you mean? The speaker's right there. And then I bash my phone against the speaker trying to make them
That'll
connect
do it.
Physically.
What's wrong with her? Don't mind her. She's not tech savvy.
And we wonder why the children judge us. But what I'm saying here is, if you would like a side hustle, that's fine. But leave magpies out of it. Because a Queensland woman, she's an artist, she's an author, she's a photographer. Her name's Juliet. She's come under fire, Ducko. Because for the past couple of years, since 2020, in fact, she's had a magpie living at her house. Okay. Now, she is saying that Molly the magpie, who happens to be a bloke magpie, but they named it already, so
Molly.
It just stuck. Yeah. Molly the magpie was abandoned. They found Molly. So they took her in.
Right.
Him. But the thing is, Juliet has a pair of Staffordshire Terriers. That is colloquially known as a Staffy.
Yes.
She's got two of them, Peggy and Ruby.
Oh, no.
And Peggy in particular, the big Staffy, and Molly the magpie, formed an unlikely friendship.
Oh.
So Juliet has sort of kept Molly around. And she even released a book called Be Kind, Be Humble, Be Happy. It was a photo book picturing Peggy and Molly's friendship.
Aww.
And they're sort of rolling around and playing
in
the
garden.
Does
Molly ride on Peggy?
Molly looks like she's riding on Peggy.
Cute.
Now, since 2020, this has been happening. And she's clearly, as I said, been selling this book. She's been making some money from it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, she's had some complaints made against her because you're not allowed to keep magpies in captivity.
Oh.
And now Queensland government is involved, the Department of Science, Environment and Innovation, your mates.
Yeah, of course.
DESI, Queensland's DESI.
They're going,
you got to hand Molly over. You're basically keeping her as a slave.
But does Molly want to leave?
Well,
has anyone asked Molly?
This is...
You know?
No one ever
if Molly's
asks.
Playing with a dog on its back and living a good life, I'd imagine getting a great diet, 2 square meals a day.
And this makes me really upset because you know how I feel about people who put complaints in, particularly anonymously.
Yeah.
There were complaints filed by Juliet's neighbours being like, we're worried about Molly's welfare. One day the dogs are going to turn and Molly's going to be Cactus.
Oh.
So the government's come in though.
Staffies would never turn.
And they've seized Molly. Juliet is saying they voluntarily gave her up, being like, him.
Oh, no.
They gave her. So now Peggy and Molly the magpie have been split up because the government's saying you can't keep a magpie in captivity. You can't profit off a magpie. You got to hand the magpie
That's
back.
It's a really sad story. There's a whole picture book out about them.
There's a whole picture book.
Against captivity, you know what I mean? You can't do that
but
against
Juliet's
their will.
But Juliet's saying Molly's free to leave anytime. We've taught Molly how to forage. We took him out into the backyard and helped him find worms. The issue here is Molly now can't fly like a normal magpie. What's happened? Oh, she didn't make a full... God, that's confusing. He didn't make a full recovery and looked really weak.
Oh, okay. So Molly can't fly.
So now the government's
involved. When they're like, Molly's free to go, Molly's like, I can't leave
Have you seen... I'm not saying anything like this happened, but have you seen Misery with Kathy Bates where she's like...
I don't think so.
Oh, she breaks John Carn's legs with a sledgehammer so he can't leave.
You reckon... Are you now saying that?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Broken Molly's wings.
I'm not saying that at all, but Molly now can't fly. So the government's got involved, but they now have to teach Molly how to be in the wild.
Now they're going to just probably let it out into Molly's going to die.
Probably. They're worried about Peggy the Staffy turning on Molly. But what about all the other mean magpies out there who are going to go, you're weak.
And this is just, it's discrimination that a dog and a bird can't be friends, you know?
Interfaith relationship
That's
or something.
It. That's it.
The government stepped in. You have no place in this relationship. Thank so
it's,
you,
a sad, it's a sad story.
It is a sad story. Sorry, we shouldn't have started the show from this.
Well, there is a petition. I wish I had Jess call in.
Oh.
There's a petition to bring Molly home.
Stop it. There's a petition.
I would like to know more about that petition.
As would I. Oh, my God. Was this in the Daily Telegraph, I think?
And this is in Queensland. This isn't in New South Wales.
Exactly.
Daily Mail.
The Daily Mail, was it? No, it was everywhere. I saw it on like three other websites.
Hang on.
Oh, my God.
Let's sign the petition. How do we get Molly back?
Well, but you make a great point, Ducko.
Yeah.
Has anyone asked Molly what they want?
This is true. This is true.
Yes.
You know. And seeing Molly maybe with another group of magpies, you might see she's happy again or
he's happy again.
It's very confusing.
Okay, so firstly, we need to interview Molly. Shy guy?
Yeah.
Last time I asked us to speak to Justin Timberlake, you rolled your eyes at me.
Yeah.
Can we get Molly?
Can we get Molly? Or at least someone from the Queensland.
You want to talk to a bird?
Yeah.
So I have that right when I yes. when I ask the bird. Does the bird have an email?
Molly@gmail.com.
This is your problem, not
mine. Yeah, yeah.
Please, I'd like to speak to Molly.
And
yes.
Okay.
Great attitude, shy guy.
This is Jess and Ducko. Right now, it's Jess and Ducko.
I had a real mail moment overnight.
Mm-hmm.
That hopefully, I'm hoping Shy Guy can come and help me out here because I feel like you and Babs will be not impressed.
Sure.
But I tried to do the right thing. It just didn't work out that way.
Sometimes it's not just the thought that counts, Ducko.
Sometimes doing the right thing isn't doing the right thing, man.
Mm.
Was that the other guys? I think it was.
Sure.
Anyway, very niche. So overnight, I need to get up and go wee-wee. As you know, I've also got a weak bladder.
As I know.
I was going to say, I've also got a weak bladder. I always need to go.
Is that connected to the IBS, do you reckon? Or is that a separate issue?
Different. That's a mental issue. Anyway, we could talk about my issues all morning.
Oh, and keep it south of the equator and there is enough chat to last us a few weeks. But your weak bladder. Your weak bladder.
Don't even get to the inner workings of my testicles. No.
I wasn't even thinking about this. Let's start a podcast.
God, we laugh. So anyway, I had to go to the toilet and I was thinking...
What time were we talking?
This would have been about 1:32 a.m.
Okay, so you've been asleep for a good amount of time.
I'm really out of it.
But it's woken you up.
It's woken me up. I went to the spare toilet, like the second toilet, because I knew when you're going in the night, sometimes you hit seat. You know what I mean? Sometimes you're missing
it. Do you not lift the seat up when you go in the night?
Because our lids are always up, but our seats are always just down. And normally, it's not an issue. I don't miss. But when it's the middle of the night, sometimes you're half asleep. I'm like leaning against the wall.
Fair.
And I felt it.
Do you just try it? Sometimes I always ask Angus, why don't you just like dip in?
No, because that would feel
like
so weird.
Down.
No, like lean forward.
No, like lean forward and really just
because,
not submerge.
Yeah. Because,
don't touch the water.
Because your little guy will get tucked in like a turtle head when your body's going back. You know what I mean? That's just fact.
Little guy.
Hey, medium.
Understood.
Anyway.
So that technique wouldn't work.
So what you do is you hope you hit some water. And
you should have a night funnel.
Okay.
Some sort of barricade.
Just put it in there. I'm putting me night funnel on the toilet, honey. Here I go.
Because wee-wee's on the seat.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, I obviously thought I hit bowl. Eventually I got there, but there was a...
Were you hearing, that's porcelain, that's porcelain?
What do you mean eventually?
Well, at the start, there was definitely some seat.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely heard...
And
I felt a bit of a splash, and I was like, oh, no. Yeah, which is really annoying. But it was 2 a.m. or whatever, and I was like, I'm in the spare toilet. Morgan won't go here. I'm going to clean this tomorrow. Sure. Thinking, like, she'll just use the main bathroom. Went back to bed. Wake up. My alarm goes off. Morgan's woken up to my alarm. I've gone into the main bathroom to have a shower.
To get ready.
She's gone to the spare room. And I hear this, Doco! She's just sat down
this
on the...
This is like 4 a.m. when your alarm goes off, and she's been greeted with pissy seats.
I know, but I thought I was doing the right thing.
Did she slip off? Was she okay?
It wasn't that much. Gee, it wasn't a crime scene, but I think she, like, I thought I was doing the right thing. She sat on it, yeah. Is what I want to
see.
Get
when
to.
I ask for it, it's fine. But if I.
When you want your golden
when
shower.
When I want it and I'm aware, that's allowed.
So true.
But cannot be.
I get confused. I'm like, I don't know if you wanted this or not. You know?
See, this is why I don't talk about consent enough. You can't just be yes once and then we're pissing all over the house.
Just on walls, on everything, you know? Can't
what
help
a
myself.
Terrible way for her to start her Wednesday.
Can you see, like, Shaggy,
pissy
understand?
Thighs. Yeah.
It's easy to do, right?
Yeah. Oh, very easy.
And I did it in the
especially
spare
in the
toilet.
Pitch black.
Pitch black. Yeah, I'm not turning a light on. I'm not awake. I'm not an animal.
It's amazing you got the toilet, not the sink.
See, it is hard out there, man.
Sink would be better.
Why
don't
you walk into the shower? Oh, you didn't. You'd have to go in the main bathroom.
I guess I could go in the shower.
Then it doesn't matter. You just let it.
All drains.
I've never thought about doing that. I mean, I wee in the shower all the time when the water's on, but I've never thought about that. That's a. It's not a bad call.
Yes, it's not a bad call.
You're welcome.
I don't like the idea of Morgan potentially waking up in the middle of the night. She walks into the bathroom and she sees you just pissing in the shower.
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
It feels weird. I get it.
Yeah, but
drained.
At least if it's the next day or later, you turn on the water first. So it just
it'll drain.
It away. You'll never know.
It's a pipe. Run that past Morgan as an option.
Yeah.
Would she rather you do that in the middle of the night?
Shower or sink?
Shower or sink.
This is Jess and Ducko.
You're going to cry again because I'm absolutely stepping on your toes
What's
here.
What's happening?
When I think the Duckman, I think Metamucil and the Kardashians.
All right, we're ready.
No. You're back here.
Yeah, it's a late... I'm a late love to the Kardashians.
Yeah. Last year, you brought a lot of Kardashian gear to the table.
Because I got into it was Hulu, Disney Plus, the newest season. Don't judge me if you're out there thinking, oh, what, Ducko, what are you doing, mate?
Mate, don't put him in a box.
Yeah.
He's allowed to like more than one thing. He can like the gym and Kris Jenner. Like, he's allowed.
I can do NRL sideline commentary and talk about the Kardashians.
You can, but I'm going to talk about it today because this story, I don't know if you've ever said a bad word about Kris, who is, of course, the mum, you know, the matriarch of the Kardashian family.
She's definitely the most fun, like, in the show. She does weed gummies and stuff.
I know you like Kris, but I don't know how to feel about this story. Okay. So she is a woman who is reportedly worth an estimated $200 million. And I bet you just since I said that sentence, her net worth has gone up because she works, this woman. She also has 13 grandchildren, okay? So she's got a couple of kids herself, but they've all pumped out 3 or 4.
It's wild.
So she's got 13 grandkids. And she's come out recently. So she was awarded LA Woman of the Year last week. And she sat down with a magazine and talked about her big family. Now, for a woman who recently
said... What do you do to get LA Woman of the Year? Is it how much injectables you've had?
Oh, maybe. How flawless your complexion. But for a woman, as I said, who's worth a lot of money, who has 13 grandkids, who has said this in the past...
I've done nothing but open up my home and my heart to a person who doesn't give...
You know, you'd think for a woman who opens up her heart and her home, the grandkids would be like, well, that they're getting all my love and attention.
Yeah.
She has said, I don't spend any time with my grandkids because if I did, I'd go broke. She says, I made the mistake late last year. She took out one of her older grandkids, Mason. Who does he belong to?
Mason Scott and Courtney. So
that's
he's one of
right.
the OG grandkids. I think Mason's a little psycho. He's going to be like
well,
Scott.
Well, he's 14 at the moment.
Oh, is he that old
and
now?
And Kris Jenner took him out for some sushi.
Right.
And she made a silly promise, Ducko. She said, if you can guarantee me, young Mason, that you never do drugs and you don't drink until you're...
Rich Kris. I've seen Kris do weed gummies. gummies, gummies on the show. On the show.
Yeah, but she's 68. Yeah. He's 14.
Yeah.
She says to Mason, if you can promise me you're not going to do drugs or alcohol and you can prove it, yeah, like you'll submit to testing, I will buy you a car for your 16th birthday.
That's not worth it.
She tells this to
That's
Mason.
That's not worth it.
What do you mean? From Mason's perspective?
What kind of car?
Yeah, from, I mean, he's going to, alcohol and drugs, he's going to try at one stage in his life.
Well, he got
one car.
He got really excited, all right?
Okay.
He just has to last two more years, boys. He's a child.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah.
Just for two more years.
Sorry, I missed the 16 there.
The 16.
Yeah, no, that's worth it. That's worth it. And I take that back.
He got really excited.
I take back how that makes
I was like,
me look.
God damn. What are you promoting to 15?
I thought it was like his entire life. And
no,
I was like,
no,
that's not worth
just
it.
Just for two more years. Clearly, there might be an issue in this family. She's identified.
Well, Scott had an alcohol problem, been to rehab plenty of times.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So she says, if you submit to testing and it is proven you haven't touched drugs or alcohol, I'll buy you a car of your choosing for your 16th birthday.
That is very worth it.
But then she realized, hang on, I've got 12 other grandkids. I'm going to go broke if I make all of them this promise.
You can't do
Granted,
that.
Some of the little ones are 2, 4. There's an 8-year-old in there. There's a couple of 8-year-olds
Can
in
I
there.
Just say, from my perspective, I've got like 4 or 5 nieces and nephews.
Yes.
And they
what do you
expect,
mean 4 or 5?
Well,
you should know.
Never, I can never count
You've got 4, okay? I know how many kids Abby has.
But like the thing is, my sister expects them to get presents on every birthday, every Christmas, sometimes Easter, and it's like gets to the point where there's like there's 4 of them. Birthdays I understand, but Christmas it gets to the point where you're like, really?
What about even just the one you're the godparent to?
Yeah, but then I can't just get one and not the others because they don't understand what godparent means, you know what I mean?
That like they're the favourite for you.
And then I've got to remember which one I'm godparent to. You know, is it you? If you're my god, I'm my cousin's godfather as well to their kids. So I'm
yes.
Like, there's a couple that I'm like, am I your goddad too?
You know what? What I'm hearing is you and Kris Jenner, you got a lot in common.
Jess and Ducko. This is Jess and Ducko.
You know I switch cars quite often. So it's hard for me.
All right, mate, get your plug in. Come on. Yeah.
I switch cars quite often.
Why
I am
is
a,
that?
I am a car ambassador.
Oh.
And one of my biggest issues.
Nice.
One of my biggest issues with switching cars so often.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, first world issues.
Is working out where the demister button is.
Oh my god.
Because it's different in every
car. Do you hear yourself?
I do, and I understand it's a first world problem. But what my issue flows on from this.
Yeah.
Is windscreen wiper anxiety because I struggle to find the demister button and my commute to work is relatively short. I will just put the windscreen wipers on to try and work the condensation through as opposed to just working the demister. Because by the time I get here, it's just, it's fogged up before it's cleared up.
Yeah.
You know, it's like there's darkest before the dawn.
Yeah.
It's almost like it gets foggier before it clears.
Not as darkest before the dawn.
You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm doing demister wrong, but I feel like it goes really bad, then it clears up.
Yeah, it always starts off a bit worse.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So to combat that, I'll just put the windscreen wipers on.
You know what's even good? If you put the water fluid on it and wipe it, that helps too.
Thank you for the tip.
Yes.
I'll try that tomorrow morning because obviously we get up at the crack of dawn. There's a lot of issues going on.
And you're always like, which car do I have today? Like 40 keys in your hand.
Literally,
like,
I just have to click blindly to work out which car unlocks.
The whole
like,
street
oh,
is just your cars. Yeah.
Absolutely. But my issue this morning I found is that I put the windscreen wipers on auto and they're going way too fast for what is required to get rid of the condensation.
Right.
Do you get windscreen wiper anxiety when they're going too fast? Nope.
No. Wait, why don't you just do the thing where you tap it up and it just does one slide?
Yes, that's a good idea.
That's what I do in the morning because you don't need them for a full cycle. It's not raining.
But and that's my issue.
Yeah.
When it's not raining, I want it to just go slowly, but it doesn't.
Just do the tap up. One thing. Well, you can also change the speed you put them on.
How do you change the speed?
There's a little on your windscreen wiper like thing. There's like a little, you can twist it.
But there's auto. Auto should be.
Yeah.
Isn't it got a brain in it that
well,
says.
Well, I'd imagine yours are automated too. You know how sometimes it does it on amount of rain that's on your car.
Yes, exactly. So when we're not dealing with rain and we're just dealing with condensation or we just need to clear it up every now and then.
Yeah.
Why is it going for my commute to work gives me so much anxiety. Really makes me agitated, but you don't feel this.
No, I mean, I just put it on once and it's good to go. I also know just to how to demist the windshields, the settings I get right, but I've only got one car.
You know what I mean? You've really settled in and gotten comfy.
Well, I can't imagine what it's like having multiple cars. It must be hard. I'm feeling for you.
Do you know, one of our radio sort of mantras is, you know, to connect, to be relatable. And I've just realized halfway through this.
Oh, this is not good.
It's not good.
I mean,
But what about the windscreen wiper? He doesn't get that. Even when it's raining, if the windscreen wiper doesn't match the ferociousness of the rain.
As in if the rain's coming down too quick?
No, if the rain, let's say it's coming down quick and you put your wipers on full speed.
Yeah.
But then the rain sort of calms down, but your wipers are still going. Does that make you uncomfortable?
Yeah, yeah. But I just click it back a gear and slow it down. You know what I mean? You can just...
You can really rectify it quickly.
They've got about 3 gears, so you can just really alter that, and you can custom change them too.
My whole mood of a
morning... know if you had your own car that was yours.
My whole mood is really dependent on how the wipers fit into the day and the speed at which they operate. But I understand now if I just worked out how to do... What's the one-off? I like the one-off sound. That sounds great.
You just push it up. And just push up and it goes one. And then
doesn't mean I have to go one.
Yeah, just one. And it pushes up and do it. But you don't have to do it all the time. You're only needing it one or two in the morning. What are we talking about?
Windscreen wiper anxiety. Listen, let's be honest. Adam Elliott's late and I just wanted to tell you this.
We were padding for Adam Elliott and now we've talked
about... And he's still not here. So.
We've talked about your windscreen wipers and your 15
cars. Someone out there
gets
windscreen wiper anxiety. I know I'm not alone.
Just the car brand that you were an ambassador for will hear this and go, God, we shouldn't be giving her a car. You know, like, do they listen and go, she doesn't even know how to
drive? For 5 years, baby, they have not come to that realisation.
Jess and Ducko.
How Aussie are you?
How Aussie are you?
How Aussie are you?
Take us to Australia, Ducko.
I thought you'd never ask. Here we are.
Are you as Aussie as Strawberry Kisses?
As Nikki Webster.
Nikki Webster.
Nothing more Aussie than the 2000 Sydney Olympics. I'll take Aussie. Here we go. There's been a list that's doing the rounds online.
Talk to me.
Mainly of foreigners talking about what makes Australians Australians or really Aussie sort of euphemisms and things like that.
I love these.
Yeah, these are classic. And saying the big one saying no worries instead of you're welcome.
I have heard that really confuses foreigners in the same way British like to say you're right as a bit of a how you going, how are you, hello. That confuses us. No worries. They're like, what do you mean I wasn't worried?
No, yeah. What's worry? Another one is when we say have a good one, they're like, good what? A good, what are
I
you talking about?
I don't know what have a good one is.
But because it's the one. A good one of what?
Yes. Do you know what? I once heard an interview with Katy Perry.
Yeah.
And she said in Australia, we always say, how you going? How you going?
How you going?
Whereas Americans will say, how you doing? She's like, Australians always look to the future. Whereas going. Americans are really living in the moment. And that really rattled her. She's like, I don't know. Where am I going?
It's like how
I don't
we
know
always
how
say,
I'm going to be.
So we say, yeah, nah. Yeah, nah, you're right. We do that.
But nah, yeah.
But nah, yeah, we do. Yeah, they don't get rattled. Another one. This is from a Belgian person who said, I know you're Australian if you use the phrase.
Pingers.
Apparently.
Had they not heard that one before?
I guess not.
Obviously with a Z as well.
Just seeing sun-aged, leathery skin, older white people. That's one they've got there.
How Aussie are ya?
How Aussie are ya? Very leathery. Seeing friends, I mean, I forget that we do this more in this country, but seeing friends walk up to each other and just insult each other.
Yeah, there's a lot of... you know, some interesting language. That is actually a term of endearment.
Yes.
But then the flip side, mate and champ, which you might think, oh, they're just normal, harmless. They're actually insults in this country.
Yes.
All right, mate.
Australians never think, they reckon. Which is pretty good.
I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon you're right.
Yes.
Because you never want to put a guarantee on it because then it makes you look like an idiot.
Absolutely.
I reckon that could be good. Right?
Reckon is so fun to say.
It is good, isn't it?
Mm.
And also, I didn't realise this, but apparently Aussies more than anywhere in the world want to get in the front seat of Ubers when they're by themselves instead of sitting in the back and the drivers wig out.
I reckon we are the chattiest of all the cultures, don't you reckon?
Yeah.
We're the friendliest. Everyone's our mate in the positive sense.
Yeah.
Straight away. If I'm getting in your car, let's have a chat.
And it's always been doing this long, mate. Busy night, mate. Yeah, mate. My cousin and her partner in town from London, right? She's got a British boyfriend.
Okay.
I was speaking to them yesterday on the phone because I'm seeing them over Easter. And he's never met any of our extended family.
Okay.
And
he wouldn't have been exposed to that many Aussies in one go.
Exactly. And he was wigging out a little bit. And he met my brother-in-law, who, as you know, my brother-in-law's name is Harry Barry.
That's right.
Harry Barry is like a...
Father to Jack Larry Barry.
Correct.
Yes.
Harry Barry is a builder. And he's real. Like, yeah, mate. Yeah, no, yeah. How you going? Yeah. And he said... I was like, how'd you go meeting Harry? He goes, mate, he was intense. He just kept saying, yeah, nah, yeah, and agreeing to everything I was saying. What are you agreeing to? Because he was just looking at him going, yeah, mate, yeah, nah, yeah.
Oh, an Aussie tradie
as
well.
Aussie tradie.
Does Harry Barry have the Southern Cross tat on
he
his
doesn't.
Calf? Because that's just one step up.
He doesn't, though. He should.
You want to ask me how Aussie I am?
Yeah,
okay?
How Aussie are you?
I know the second verse to the Australian National Anthem.
No, you don't.
So don't even tell me
no,
I'm
you
not
don't.
100%.
Did you learn that?
Beneath our radiant Southern Cross, we'll tour with hearts and hands. To make this a greater event. renowned
That's
drummer.
That's impressive.
Thank you so much. That's how Aussie I am.
I don't know that.
Yeah, see? You're not as Aussie as me, but
no.
And it's funny because everyone thinks, oh, she's so ethnic. No, no. I've got...
I mean, you called your kid Lucia and your dog Gianni, so let's, you know. And your Lucia child looks like a blonde Australian.
We had a babysitter come over for a bit of like a, you know, an interview chat thing the other day. And she was talking about stuff and I happened to just obviously crowbar prosciutto into the conversation. She's like, oh, wow, you are ethnic.
Just the way you say, prosciutto, prosciutto.
But she's Maltese, so I had to then start talking about pastizzis and it was a whole thing.
Same words.
But that's
now.
Not the conversation.
That's not 13, 10, 60. How Aussie are you?
How Aussie are you? I want to hear from people with the Southern Cross tag.
Yeah, I want to hear. Maybe it's your mate, maybe it's your friend. It could be you.
Yes. Are your mates with the honey badger? Because who's more Aussie than him?
This is Jess and Ducko. Boom, boom, boom. Everybody say Adam.
Elliot. Oh, he joins us now. Hello, great man.
Hello.
Hello, darling. I just said you'd come in and I put you across my knee, a little bit of a spanking because you slept in.
Yes.
No, you just went for a swim.
Yeah. Jumped out of the ocean, got the text.
Realised where you were.
Hey, mate, let us know when you're downstairs.
We're waiting for you, Adam. Come on, man.
Adam.
The whole show's waiting on you, man.
You can still smack me if you want.
Yeah. Now, when you think someone's saying spanking, you're thinking bare butt?
Has to be.
That's what I would have thought.
Oh, see,
yeah.
I was like, no. Why have you pantsed him?
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah. Maybe even a bit of a wooden spoon.
That's what we were saying too, but I don't know if you can do it
anymore. My parents are here at the moment, so they're certainly no stranger to the wooden spoon.
That's exactly what I grew up with, Adam.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, it was like a show of pride if your mum would break it over your bum.
Yeah.
I remember boys at primary school being like walking in, cocky as anything.
Yeah.
What's going on, Matt? Oh, my mum broke a wooden spoon on me last night. I'm like,
100%.
You shouldn't be proud of that.
Yeah.
Is that just an Australian thing?
Oh, great question.
Surely no other countries are doing that.
My dad grew up, obviously, Italian household, and his dad was a fan of the belt.
Oh, that's
big
worse.
That's worse.
The leather belt is worse.
You're definitely not doing that these days, are you?
Much worse, yeah. I've heard stories about getting the raw end of the leather belt too, the buckle.
Oh, the buckle.
Yeah.
That's going to deep bruising. Yeah. Deep purple on that.
Yeah, we were just discussing at the top of the hour, Adam, how Aussie are you? There's a list going around of foreigners who have visited Australia, and they're talking about our sayings and our euphemisms and stuff.
Like,
no one mentioned the
good
wooden spoon.
Yeah, no one mentioned the wooden spoon. Apparently, you know, we're a country that gets in the front seat of Ubers more than any other country if we're solo.
Yeah, I'd believe that.
Yeah.
Too chatty.
And what would you say to your Uber?
Mill's always like, what's he going to say?
And what do you say? What's your opening line?
How you going, mate? Like, you been busy?
Always.
Been Ubering long, mate.
Yeah.
Come around these parts often.
Do you know what we didn't discuss, Ducko? You eating Vegemite raw, just in a teaspoon, in the gob. That's pretty Aussie.
I eat Vegemite.
Aussie has, my mum's like that. Mm. I'm a big fan of Vegemite, but I wouldn't go the teaspoon.
Wouldn't go raw?
What's
the most Aussie? You're a pretty Aussie bloke. What do you reckon the most Aussie
thing is? I'm very Aussie. We've got a few pommies at the club, obviously.
Yeah.
So they love sort of following, you know, the boys and just like, especially Will Price. He's really good at impersonations.
Oh, right. Can he do an Aussie accent?
Oh, cracker.
Really?
Really good Aussie accent.
Okay.
Love sort of taking the mick out of our sayings all the time. Usually the ones with swear words in them.
I was going to say, have you taught him the one about spiders? You know, we're not here to...
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a good
one. They actually did a video the other day of the boys and they were throwing Aussie slang at him, seeing if they could pick it up.
Oh, yes.
But that was early days. I reckon now they get most of them. They love it.
Yeah. Arvo, servo.
Yeah.
Just put an O.
Avo.
Avo would be veggie boy.
Yeah. No, I want to hear his Aussie accent. Try and record him and let us know, because usually Poms suck at an Aussie accent.
Yeah, his is really good. I'll put him in. He's probably... Conor McGregor's probably his best accent, though. He's a man of many talents, Will Price.
There you go.
Very, a man of a thousand voices.
Yeah, that is cool. Mm. Speaking of the team, though, good win.
Yes, good win. Good to see you there on the sideline. Yep. Obviously, good omen, so you can't miss a home game
now. I can't now. I'm going to be the guy on the sideline.
Yes.
You're going to put that to them.
Can you put that to them as well?
I will, mate.
Comes through
from
you.
It was great to see you there. It was great to get the win. Obviously, really good turn up from the crowd again.
Yeah.
Everyone getting around us, and it was a... scrappy, messy win, but we got the dub, so that's all that matters.
Sometimes getting the first one's the hardest.
That's it. It certainly is.
And now you're over it. Here we go.
Got to get it on the
points
board.
That footy or no, yeah. Sorry.
Speaking about belts,
that's true as well. You know, once you get over it, you're good to go. It was a great win. It was a scrappy win, but are you guys surely the confidence is high now? Surely a bit of momentum.
Yeah,
we're going to New Zealand. It's a tough place to play.
Yeah, it certainly is. I think. Coming out of the preseason we had, the boys were really confident in just knowing that we're in a great spot physically. Mm. Like we've got almost the same team that we had last year.
Yeah.
We know we've got really good cattle in our
This
squad.
Is Everyone Jess and Ducko.
Ready to go. Obviously, we've got Brails back, which was massive yes. for us on the weekend.
How good was that to see him come back and play? When I was on the field at the end interviewing you and him, everyone's coming up and hugging him and kissing him and just so proud of him to come back from that injury.
Yeah, so good. The way that he sort of come back last year and then had that setback nearly straight away again, it just breaks your heart. So to see someone go through that and work so hard, and yeah, he's such a good bloke, Brails. So it was so good to see. And you know, he certainly brought a lot of confidence to the team as well. And yeah, heading over to New Zealand, it's not an easy task for us, but we know, you know, when we get our game on, I think we can beat anyone in the comp. And we got a good win against the Storm, scrappy, tough. So we've got to go over there the same mindset.
I was going to say, you're going to have a good attitude. Because did you see they got a celebrity endorsement this week?
No,
the Warriors.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Let me know.
Mr. Jack Black sent a video message up the waz.
Doing a kick. Up
did
the
he
waz.
Really?
Doing a, doing yeah. You know why? Because he's on the press tour for Kung Fu Panda, so he did a little kung fu kick and up the waz.
He's been paid for that.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, absolutely.
If you could get a celebrity endorsement for the Newcastle Knights, who would you like to see?
Chris Hemsworth. Pretty quick, wasn't I?
Oh, yeah.
You were quick.
He's a Bulldogs fan for the AFL. I know that.
Yeah, I know that. Western Bulldogs, yeah. Big fan.
Is he an NRL?
He's an AFL guy.
He's an AFL
All right, well, what I'm saying is there's an NRL slot on the Chris Hemsworth ticket.
That's
up
what
for
I
grabs.
Think.
Well, he's a big listener of our show, so I'm sure he'd be at home right now streaming on the listener.
He would be listening, yeah.
We know a guy who knows a guy who knows a girl who
Absolutely.
Knows Elsa who knows Chris.
Yeah.
So let us send a message. And yeah. Can we get a video from Chris
Hemsworth? It's a direct
Hemsworth?
Line, basically, if you think about that.
it's our pipeline to the Hemsworth.
To yeah. Yeah.
We might have to go through Miley. Oh, no, they've broken up. Never mind. We'll workshop it. Stand by.
Yeah,
Jack Black, get in the bin.
Also, man, can I just say, the photo I posted of you and me, the look you were giving me is just something, you know,
mate,
I'll
he's
never
printed
forget.
Out and hung yeah. it on his ceiling above the bed.
It was a look of love. You know?
Yeah, I thought I'd come in this morning, maybe be hanging up in the studio, but that's yeah. all right. I'll give you another week.
That's what we'll I should
right.
do.
Why don't we try and paint it and we can add it to our Hall of Fame gallery over there.
We Ooh. Actually do have a present for Adam Elliott. See on my desk, it's the shirt. We've got a shirt for him.
Oh, yes, yeah, right.
One of our listeners got made. We have a new thing on Fridays called Bone It Fridays, and it's not what you think it is first. It's like getting rid of it, like stuff it, bone
yep.
it, who cares?
Put it in the bin.
Because our producer, Shargo, one day just whipped that out as a term, and we're like, what are you saying, mate?
Yes.
So now we do a segment like, call in, what do you want to bone this? What do you want to get rid of? Like, yeah. maybe your niece's christening, bone it, don't want to go.
You always brought up the niece's christening. You got a real issue going to Prue's christening, don't
it's
you?
It's always on a Sunday morning. anyway, one of our listeners, Sophia, got you a shirt made too.
Oh, what a legend. Sophia, thank you so much.
Yeah,
oh,
it's okay. an XL, maybe a 2XL for you. I can't remember what I got.
2X, she knows me well.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, maybe we'll get a little bone at Fridays from Adam Elliott after.
Love that.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah, okay, we got the box here. We really should have done this before we got Adam Elliott on. This is going to take so much time to unbox and give him the shirt. There you go, mate.
Thanks, Shy Guy.
Thanks, Shy Guy. Just plonk it down.
Just plonks it down. Here's the box, mate. Mate, good to have you in. Good luck this weekend.
It's Shy Guy's face on it, yeah.
Yeah, it's Shy Guy's face with our names on it.
What an
honour. Wear that at the beach. That means you can't miss our show next time because you'll have it. You know?
Yeah, I'll have it on. Exactly. That'll remind me. My pyjama shirt.
Good luck, mate. Good luck speaking. Good to have
Thanks
you on.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
This is Jess and Ducko. Simple as ABC. Jess and Ducko's 10K Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks. On hit.
Yeah, we do. 30 seconds to answer 10 questions, all starting with the same letter. We have to take your first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and if you're unsure of the question, you can just say pass. We'll come back to you if there's time. We know the stakes here. We know we're playing for $10,000. So today we go to Bunty. G'day, Bunty.
G'day. How you going?
Mate, we're top of the world, Bunty. What are we doing with $10,000?
Well, the other half, I've got to pay the rates. I've got to be practical and pay the rates.
Sure.
But also, the other half just came home with a big bus. So
a big bus?
A bus?
Yeah.
What do you mean? You're doing a big trip in a bus?
Yeah, going to gut it out and then make it into a mobile home.
That's fun.
Love this.
And what, just be on the road? That's your new home?
Yeah.
Oh my god, we're going across the Nullarbor.
That's good,
we're
Bunty.
We're seeing Australia.
Geez, 10K would help gutting out the bus.
Yes, I know. It will help heaps.
All right, well, one thing stands between you and this dream, Bunty, and it's the letter K.
Okay.
Ooh, K is the most winningest letter we've got.
Totally. We have seen a lot of $10,000 given away with the letter K.
Okay.
All right, you ready to rock and roll?
10K with the letter K.
There you go.
Bunty gets it.
Bunty gets it.
All right, your time will start after the first question. Here we go. Starting with the letter K, we need you to name a sweet food.
Oh. Pass.
A TV character.
Oh. Pass.
A car brand.
Kia.
A body part.
Knee.
An adjective.
Knowing.
Something you do in the water.
Kick.
A drink.
Kahlua.
An Oscar winner.
No.
A song.
Damn.
Slow start.
Slow start. Yeah, I gave it 5.
Very slow start.
Very creative with something you do in the water. Kick. You can absolutely kick in the water.
Mate, I went swimming the other day. You know what I did? Kicked.
You kicked for freestyle.
That's right.
Unfortunately, you get the $10,000 though, Bunty. We'll run you through what you missed out on. A sweet food, the Kit Kat or the Krispy Kreme donut. A TV character, that is a tough one. Krusty the Clown. Amongst many others.
Hang on, your mate Kakarot from Dragon Ball Z.
I didn't want to read that. That's the example, but yes, Kakarot is in there. Bunty, you strike me as a huge Dragon Ball Z gal.
No.
An Oscar winner, Kevin Costner, Kevin Singer, Kathy Bates. Yeah, that's also pretty hard when it's Oscar winner. But you don't go away empty-handed. You get $100 to spend at Eco Down Under. Treat yourself to the softest sheets to sleep in from Eco Down Under.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Bunty. It's not 10 grand, but God, when you get that mattress in the bus, you'll have the best sheets possible.
You will. You really will, Bunty. It's been great to talk to you.
Thank you.
You have a great... Hey, Bunty, have you ever had any weird injuries or in weird places? That's what we're doing next.
Yeah, I fell into my fire on my 49th birthday and burned all my arm.
Oh,
you
goodness.
Fell into it. Bunty, how many Kahluas had you had that night?
Probably a few espresso martinis, et cetera.
So you fell into the fire, and it was your birthday.
Oh, it was a bugger.
It absolutely would have been.
It is. And that's a weird injury. Where?
Where?
Thank you, Bunty. You have a great day. No falling in fires. Okay.
Thank you.
Bunty's like, that's a great message. Jess and
Ducko. 13-10-60. You got injured. Where?
You got injured.
Where? It's not so much the injury you got, it's more where you got it.
Exactly. You might be thinking, I'm safe as houses doing this menial task.
Yep.
But wait a minute.
Hang on a second.
No, I'm not. I've been injured in a weird little position.
Like when you go to play The Price is Right with Drew Carey.
You're not expecting to get injured, Ducko.
You're not expecting to walk away from The Price is Right with a dislocated shoulder.
Did you say Drew Carey?
Drew Carey.
That's someone I haven't thought about in a while.
Yeah, he hosts The Price is Right. Yeah, he's done it for years over there.
Mate, The Price is Right. That's got to be one of the longest running game shows in history, right?
Hey, man. Don't ruin a good formula. If it's
Amen.
Good, it's good. Anyway, we're here because Henry was playing last year.
Henry.
Henry was getting very excited about something when he was jumping up and down.
He was doing the showcase.
He's doing the showcase.
Yes!
The screaming then turns... I mean, Henry was very excited. Calm down, mate.
Jesus, that must have been one hell of a showcase. What do you mean a washer-dryer combination?
When all of a sudden he injured himself, this is the moment after the injury.
Henry was celebrating and going, woo, and he dislocated his shoulder. I know. So he's not going to be able to spin the wheel, but Alice is going to spin the wheel for him. Good luck. Here we go.
So Alice is his wife. So Henry's just excited he got an opportunity to spin.
Oh, hang on. He didn't even...
He's jumping
wait,
up with his hands
win
up.
He didn't the whole thing.
No, no.
That celebration was just the opportunity to
yes.
spin the wheel.
It's like, Henry, you're up. And he's like, yeah. He does his shoulder, dislocates it, then his wife spins, and his wife wins him a trip to Hawaii.
Wait, sorry, guys.
So Henry's gone off on the green whistle on the Ambo.
I'll be honest with you, I've never dislocated a shoulder.
Yeah.
You have, and we'll get to yours in a moment. A
couple of times.
Could he not have just used the other arm? Like,
oh,
does
when
it
it's
completely
out, I mean,
incapacitate
you? You could, but like if it's
what
if
I'm
it's
hearing,
your first dislocation.
It's a big wheel to it. It's a two-hander.
Oh, where? Henry? Toughen up. Spin the freaking wheel.
It hurts a lot, dislocated. They say it's up there with childbirth pain. One of the most.
Come over here, so that's my face.
That's what they say. It's what they do. I mean, I'm not the one who makes the rules. But yeah, it's a weird way to dislocate it, just jumping up and down, standing up and down.
On the set of The Price is Right.
I know.
Hence the question.
You got injured.
Where?
I've obviously had plenty. My wife, first of all, she got injured on a dance floor, dislocated her knee on her own dance floor.
I wouldn't expect to get injured on a dance floor.
Dislocated her other knee on my sister's birthday party dance floor, and we're out in the middle of nowhere, and she was very intoxicated.
Morgan needs to stay off dance floors.
Oh, yeah, it's a whole thing. When I see her dancing sometimes and dropping, I'm like, stop it. Stop it.
She's pulling a Henry. Is that what we're now saying the verb is when you get injured in an unexpected place?
Okay. Yes!
Don't do it. Don't you pull a Henry?
Calm down, Henry. Haven't even won anything yet, bro.
You're so pumped to be there. I've obviously had plenty in my shoulder, but a weird one I had when I was a kid, I got injured in a sauna. You know the hot rocks where you used to put the water on the rocks?
Yes, to make the steam come up.
The door jammed. It was a bad design. It was next to the rock, and I slipped, and my entire elbow went into the rocks. Burnt myself hectically.
Nightmare fuel.
Oh, it was horrible. Every time I see a sauna with rocks now, I don't go in. I'm all about infrared, baby. I do not.
Why are you so obsessed with infrared sauna as well? You're not going to believe it.
When I was young, I pulled a Henry. Yes! This is me getting out of the sauna now. That's me dipping into the hot rocks.
Oh, my God. That is a weird place to get injured,
Very
Ducko.
Weird. 13, 10, 60. You got injured. Where?
Jess and Ducko. This is Jess and Ducko.
He got injured where? This is all off Henry, who played The Price is Right. He got so excited that he was playing.
Yes!
He dislocated his shoulder celebrating jumping up and down, which is, you know, must have very weak shoulders.
We want to really just clarify. He hadn't won anything at that point. He had the opportunity to spin the wheel.
And then his wife won a trip to Hawaii.
Dislocated his shoulder. We go to Rowena. Good morning, Rowena.
Good morning.
You got injured.
I dislocated my big toe at a 3-year-old birthday party on the jumping castle.
Oh, no.
Oh, that just kept getting better and better.
Oh, did you think, I'm going to give this a go? I can
also
still have fun.
These kids had a bounce.
Yeah, the kids had enough, so the mums thought they'd have a bit of a go. So.
Oh, how many rosés were you deep, Rowena?
I think it was probably a few.
A few bottles, I think.
I've never heard of anyone dislocating their toe.
Oh, I would hurt.
Yeah. There's probably a very high chance that Babs was there, actually.
Oh, Babs.
Does Babs
at the
know?
Party.
Oh, really?
Are you friends with Babs?
We realise Babs
we
has like
have
3 degrees
friends.
Of separation.
Oh, Babs knows everyone.
Yeah.
She really does. Well, thank you, Rowena.
She would have been a little one back then, yeah.
Was she the 3-year-old whose party it was?
She was jumping around you while your toe was out. We go to Taya on 13 10 60. Taya, you got injured. Where?
I dislocated my neck with a hairbrush.
Oh, my God.
Taya, that is the most hectic sentence I've ever heard.
How
ferociously were you brushing your hair?
I don't remember. I was 13 at the time. I was getting ready for school and my hair was wet. I was brushing my hair and all of a sudden I just hear like this snap and my neck just felt so sore. And I was just like, it's nothing. And I just kept it there for like school. And I was like, I can't take this anymore. And I was at the sick bay and I had to end up in hospital.
I bet.
Of course
sick
you
bay, I mean, sick bay is a great place to go for a lollipop and a Band-Aid, but I don't think they're treating the dislocated neck.
If you're faking, you know, period cramps to get out of PE, that's where I want to go to the sick bay. But if I've dislocated my neck.
Yeah. I need to go somewhere else.
I need to go somewhere else.
By combing your hair as well in the bathroom.
Hey, that is wild. Thank you for that story. Tash, good friend of the show. Good morning, Tash.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Thanks, babe. You got injured.
I got injured in a classroom.
Okay, that should be a safe place.
Yeah. Were you teaching,
you
Tash?
Think so. Yeah, I was the teacher and I was the one that was injured.
And also, nothing would be more embarrassing than injuring yourself in front of teenagers or kids because they would all laugh
at you. Tell me you're a high school teacher, Tash.
It wasn't high school, but it was high primary school, year 6. So
okay, but kids can be savage these days, Tash. Did they all witness it?
Oh, yeah. They definitely witnessed it. It was a fun event.
What was the injury?
I ripped the on my ankle, I ripped off one of the tendons from my ankle as I was walking through the classroom.
What?
So,
just walking through the classroom?
Did you go down like a sniper hit you? Like, did you just drop?
Yeah. I had another teacher in there because I had a challenging child at the time and he was quite tall and I was on a rant with my teaching and I wasn't looking where I was going and his legs were across one of the, like, across the floor.
Oh, my God, you tripped over.
I looked over and I tripped over his legs and I smacked right down on my face. The entire class saw it. Not a sound. They were amazing. They just sat there and in shock until I bounced up pretending that nothing was wrong because it was so embarrassing. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, that is so embarrassing. And the entire class just burst out laughing and I was there crying inside.
Oh, you'd have to go back to uni and retrain. Oh, I'm not a teacher anymore.
You're not coming back from that.
Oh, I'm going to go be a dermatologist because I can never face these kids again. Oh, the classroom.
Brilliant.
Louise on 131060. You got injured. Where?
I injured my, I broke my tibia by jumping out of a garbage bin.
Brilliant. Were you intoxicated or was this just a Saturday afternoon sober activity?
Yeah, pretty much a Saturday afternoon sober activity.
So you were sober?
Pushing the rubbish down.
Yeah.
She's getting ready for bin day.
Of course.
Yep. Oh, Lou.
You never think, but that's actually a very dangerous thing to do, isn't it? Like jumping on the rubbish. And the tibia, that would have hurt.
Oh, a garbage bin injury.
I have 2 plates and 14 screws.
It was worth it, but the bin got collected.
God, and we're heading into winter. Lou's going to be creaking all over the shop. And Glenn.
Glenny
oh,
boy.
God. Glenn, you've always given us a hell of a yarn.
Yeah.
Tell us, where'd you get injured?
On the toilet.
you know what? It wouldn't be a Jess and Ducko conversation
if it didn't
go into the bathroom.
I'm glad we got here, Glenn.
It's the most Jess and Ducko you'll ever hear.
I
was sitting down on the toilet and I was adjusting my position, and as I stood up, the seat stuck to my bum so that when I sat down, little Glenn swung forward and went between the seat and the toilet.
No.
And I sat down on myself at full speed.
No, you didn't.
Oh,
Glenn,
my God.
Sorry. What sort of snake are you working with that is flicked underneath?
I mean, I'm impressed.
Oh, that is unbelievable.
Python is Glenn packing?
Is that the most humble brag you've ever heard? I'm going to call Justin Ducko.
It's stuck to me cheeks. I've bent up and me python's come down on it. Was it just the snake? It wasn't the berries?
Oh, no, just a god. Just how big do you think my berries are?
Well, I mean, mate, I don't know with you, Glenn. I don't know what you're packing out there.
No, it was the whole front half. And,
Was it bruised?
3 weeks. Yeah, 3 weeks of just purple chaos, unfortunately. Oh,
goodness gracious.
Glenn.
Spare a thought for Glenn's little guy.
I mean, not Adam Elliott slipping out of the shower is one thing, but Glenn crunching
his anaconda. he's python.
God damn,
Glenn. You're right, that is a very good Jess and Ducko story.
$500 worth of new shoes for that story.
Jess and Ducko.
Always a pleasure to have this man on, Newcastle Royalty. I'm going to say Australian Royalty now. He's got a new album out live at the Sydney Opera House. It comes out April 12th. Cannot wait for this. He was a busy man on Oz Idol, of course, last night. He's doing his Life Upside Down tour. He's everywhere. Morgan Evans, hello, you legend.
Good morning. I'm good. It's good to chat to you both.
Morgan, are you tired, darling? I saw on your Instagram, you know, you flew in for the Oz Idol finale and, you know, now you're about to head on tour. You must be buggered.
You know what? I feel amazing this morning. I think I've done that trip. I don't even know how many times I've done that trip back and forth from the States, but I had a full night's sleep last night and maybe I've worked out how to beat jet lag.
Oh,
okay. What are your tips? Just getting that sleep, or have you got a little hack you can share?
Look, I have no tips. I just say that every time, hoping that one day I will.
It's all in your head, babe.
The tip is business class, isn't it, Morgan?
Yeah, that helps.
Now, can you confirm, just speaking of your Instagram, I did see your video saying, look, I'm here down under. In your caption, you didn't actually address it in the video, though. You said Interstellar might be the best movie ever.
Mm-hmm.
Does that lean into your jet lag cure? Is it because it's so boring it put you to sleep on the plane? I hate
you don't like that.
She's
movie.
Not a fan. I love it, Morgan.
That movie is so dumb.
Oh, I watched it recently, actually. Again, it's good.
Well, I don't know. I was in a seat for 16 and a half hours, so there was no way for me to walk away from the movie.
Yeah.
I did watch the whole thing, and I actually really loved it. I couldn't believe that it took me so long to watch it. But
that was the first time you saw it.
It was the first time I've ever seen it. Yeah, and I think someone told me recently that it was worth watching just for the soundtrack, and so I clicked play, and I loved it.
Have you seen the new Dune, if you're talking good soundtracks and Hans Zimmer?
I haven't seen it. You recommend it, though?
Mate, for the soundtrack and the Foley alone, you will absolutely love it. It's Hans Zimmer as well, same as Interstellar, so you can't go wrong.
Oh, there you go. Well, maybe that's one for the ride home.
Yeah. I bet you didn't think you were coming on to talk to Justin Ducko and you were going to get some movie recommendations, Morgs.
This is actually my next career. I'm doing movie reviews from planes.
Look, I love this. Move over, David and Margaret.
That's a great idea, actually, Morgan, because you're watching that tiny screen, so if you can give a good review on a plane, plane, that means it's a good flick.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's like listening to a phone on a song on iPhone speakers.
Yes. That actually, you make a good point, because I'm a sucker for a comedy. That's why I don't like Interstellar. I didn't get enough laughs in there, Morgan. But you almost don't want a really rambunctious film on a plane because you feel really obvious and you might be disturbing other people.
Yeah.
So it's a fine line with movie reviews. I actually am here for this blog that Morgan Evans is definitely going to start now.
Yeah, please start it.
Yeah, no worries. Good. See, well, it's up there, right? But I would say, like, in keeping with your love of comedies, my other favorite movie is probably Wedding Crashers. I think that's a classic, and there's a lot of good laughs in that.
Okay, God, now we're back on side.
That is a film. And I think they're hopefully making a sequel. I really hope they do.
Yeah.
Really? Same cast?
Yeah, it'd be the same cast. Couldn't get away with a lot of the humor these days, though, I don't reckon.
Don't mess with ladies in hats. Why is that woman? I f*** shit out of me. We'll beat that, obviously. This isn't live, Morgan. It's okay.
It's fast and loose here.
I love how unhinged this is getting so early.
Yeah.
Where are you living now, Morgan?
I'm in Nashville. I would say I'm in Nashville. All my stuff's in Nashville. I haven't necessarily spent a lot of time there over the last couple of years.
We've been on the road
a lot, and I spent a little bit of time riding out in LA this year. But Nashville's home base for now.
Because I might be wrong, but you're a surfer, yeah?
Yeah, surf's pretty rough in Nashville, as in, like, there's no waves.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. How do you go catching zero waves in Nashville, or do you still get to the beach? Because obviously you're a Newcastle local, you grew up with the beach. Surely you're missing the beach, or are you still catching some waves?
Nah, I miss it so much, man. I was back in Newey, actually, over Christmas for 3 weeks, and I think I surfed every day. Whether there was a wave there or not, I was in the water, and I do miss it a lot. I go in LA, there's a couple of spots out there that kind of feel Australia-like.
Oh, yep.
And I've got a couple of mates that like doing a trip now and then. But honestly, mate, it's just been flat out work. And if there's been somewhere for me to play, I've been playing there.
It's so good. I've really enjoyed on your Instagram again, Morgan Evans Music on Instagram. The video of you and John Williamson performing Rip Rip Woodchip at the Opera House.
Yes.
It was just sublime. And I loved your caption about a really full circle moment, because his music holds a very special place for you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Speaking of nerves, last night wasn't nerve-wracking, but that was nerve-wracking.
Yeah, I bet.
Just like, I mean, I was too young to even know what was happening. I was listening and singing along to his music, and one of his songs was the first one I learned to play and sing at the same time. And I just feel like he is a voice of Australia, and you know, for him to come and be part of those shows was such a special moment. And getting to sing that with him was just, I mean, it was the wildest experience, looking out and watching all these people sing this song that they probably learned in school. You know, it's just one of those songs that's kind of just synonymous with growing up in Australia. It was really special, and I'm so glad that we captured it, you know, the way we did, and it's kind of there forever now.
And also beautiful. Check out the vision.
Yeah, the Sydney Opera House too. That must be just one of the best venues to perform at.
Yeah, man, it's so cool. It's like you feel the weight of Australia down there, you know, just walking down to the venue, like the bridge and the green room backstage kind of looks out over the bridge and the harbour. And as you walk out on the stage, obviously the room is, you know, beautiful and built for music to sound as good as it can. So it's special to play music. And I think people that go there are kind of, they're ready for a special experience too, because I think just going to watch a show at the Opera House is a special experience too. So all around, it was great, man. And this live record, I'm so proud of. You know, it's one of those things that, like, I can maybe sometimes be a perfectionist. And as I was listening through it the first time, I was like, oh, I want to fix that. And then by the end of listening to it one time through, my production manager who mixed it and I was just like, you know what? We should leave it exactly as it is.
Yep.
And have it be that real moment. And I'm so glad we did that, because I listen to it now and I can hear all the moments that we experienced that night. And hopefully people, when they listen to it, will feel those too.
Love that.
Yep. Live at the Sydney Opera House, April 12th is when it comes out. Morgan Evans, you're a legend, mate. Every time we chat to you, you're always the exact same, which is what I absolutely love.
Amen.
It's good to see you doing so well, brother. Thanks for coming on.
I appreciate that, guys. Cheers.
That was the Jess and Ducko podcast. This is it. The new McCrispy. It's the next big thing. Try today at Macca's. Available after 10:30 a.m.